are here at CU Direct's Drive 19 conference in lovely Las Vegas, and with me is Mr. Austin Kilgore from Javelin. How are you, Austin?
I'm great. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks you for being here as well.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you were just on a mortgage panel talking about, obviously, mortgage lending and the activities and all that type of stuff there. So what was discussed on the panel firsthand from you?
So I think some of the big priorities that credit unions need to be thinking about right now is how they're implementing technology in support of their mortgage operation, right? It's very important to understand that the expectation that a credit union member has for the way that their credit union delivers that high level of customer service. Credit unions are always known, right, for having this great high level of customer service, but how you define that customer service is really evolving, and it really is all about a digital experience.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's redefining the role of the loan officer, right, from a paper pusher to being a trusted advisor. It's about having access to information and access to digital tools 24/7. It's not just about, you know, working credit union hours, right?
Right.
And that helps both the consumer and the member, but also the real estate agent that hopefully credit unions are working to partner with and have strong relationships with. So again, they're a trusted advisor to the member who's buying a home, as well as the real estate agent who's working in those local markets.
Mm-hmm. And Dean, so what activities are you seeing out there in mortgage lending today? Because obviously sometimes it can be a roller coaster market, but it sounds like things are kind of stable right now in the mortgage lending market, or what's your take?
Well, you know, I think one of the challenges right now is housing inventory, right? I think it's difficult for people who want to buy homes to find homes that they can afford.
Right.
But for the people who are able to get into the market, I think really they're looking for a one-stop shop experience, right, or a very seamless experience. They're going, you know, there's so many resources on the home buying piece that when you get to the mortgage process, you really expect to have a really intuitive and digital first kind of interaction. So I think that's really where things are moving toward in the industry.
And it sounds like it's empowering the consumer or the member in this case.
Right, absolutely. I think it's all about information. Wherever you can automate status updates about where a loan is in the process, wherever you can keep not just the member engaged, but also the real estate agent is really, really important.
Okay.
You really kind of elevate your status as an institution, as well as with your staff, your loan officers, and your underwriters as trusted advisors. That's really, really important. Technology enables all of that.
Totally, totally. Indeed, sir. So what does all this mean to credit unions? I mean, obviously, there's value, there's relevancy, all that type of stuff. What's your take on what does it mean to credit unions?
So I think one of the most important things for credit unions to understand when it comes to digital is you don't have to do it all at once. You can go on this is an evolutionary process. You really can chip away at your digital evolution.
Okay.
And there are technologies and platforms at all sorts of price points. So just because you're a small institution doesn't mean that these really sophisticated systems are out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
Often they are a transaction-based price, so you're not having to have a huge upfront cost to implement.
Gotcha.
They often integrate with your back-end system, whether it's your core system, your core banking system, or your loan origination system.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of options. There's a lot of flexibility.
Okay.
And you just got to dive into it. You just got to start chipping away at it slowly but surely, and you'll see incremental gains in both your experience, lowering your costs. You know, margin compression is a huge challenge in mortgage and auto, really, right now. So anything that you can do to provide automation, make your employees more efficient, and ultimately provide a better experience to the member is really key right now.
All right, very cool. And speaking of right now, how do you see everything kind of panning out for the rest of the year? Because Elliott Eisenberg was on stage talking about maybe they'll raise rates. They probably won't. But what do you see the rest of the year in the mortgage lending area?
I got out of the business of predicting where mortgage rates are going a long time ago. But I think what's really important to keep in mind is that you've got a growing millennial population that is nearing the home ownership kind of stage in their life. I think that's really important. I think consumers are looking for a high level of customer service that's digital focused.
Mm-hmm.
And I think credit unions are really uniquely qualified to kind of provide that sophisticated experience that's really rooted in technology.
I agree, totally agree with you. All right, sir, anything else to wrap up here, Austin?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. There he is, Austin Kilgore from Javelin. Well done, sir.
Yeah,
keep up the good work, all right?